I'm just going to continue my boo there. I re-listen to myself. I use like the Ukrainian world number one seed. Fantastic fighter. And then in the other semi-final was the Italian. And he Russo, and he really, he's a great fighter. He's the world number two. And he beat his opponent well. The guy was much taller and much better with his reach. But Russo was able to go in and pick points off easily. And he lost, I think, the first round. I think he might have drew the second or last. But in the last round, he absolutely destroyed him. He picked points off there, left, right, centre, and he deservedly won. He was well ahead, but it was you don't often see it, because you often see in these amateur boxing, the guy who wins the first round goes through. But Russo did well, and I think he's a good fighter, but this Ukrainian chap is going to destroy him, I think, tomorrow night. It's a fantastic occasion here. I mean, I've been to so many events in my life. I've been to the World Cup in Frankfurt in 2006. I've been to the European Championships in Austria in 2008. I've been to the European Championships in Poland with Ireland involved, which is something, you know, when your own country's involved, it's an amazing thing. But this really, this Olympics has just been, you know, there's no point in me even, there's no superlatives really. So, you know, apart from now, if we beat the Dubs on the 2nd of September, it's not going to really get much better than that. So, my phone has run out of charge. I just want to say that I'll come back and give you some more if Michael Conlon wins tonight. I really have massive hopes for him now. I was down on it. None of the Irish guys were favourites tonight. So, the fact that Paddy Barnes matched his previous opponent and lost out in the countback. Ridiculous. John John Evan destroyed the Cuban. There's another Cuban tonight, Ramirez, and he was really good in his other fight. But Michael Conlon can take him. He's only a young lad. He's living up in Belfast. His parents are from Drimna. And I think Michael Conlon can take him tonight, and if he does, we'll take the roof off. And then there's Anthony Joshua. There's Evans, the Welshman, and there's Anthony Joshua, the super heavyweight. And I'm cheering for Team GB. At the end of the day, fellas can cheer for Liverpool and Man U, I can cheer for Team GB as well. All the best, and if there's any charge of my phone left later, I'll get back to you. Bye-bye.